Utility company Ameren hosted an open house at the 5th and Hill Street site. Officials there explained how 10 to 12 feet of contaminated soil will be removed and replaced with clean material over the next year. Then chemicals will be injected to treat toxins in the remaining soil and groundwater. At a separate open house a block away, about 25 residents offered a very different view of the project. M.D. Pelmore says he's suffered headaches from living in the neighborhood for 25 years, but he's more concerned about groundwater. Pelmore says a city ordinance banning the use of groundwater for public consumption effectively shields Ameren from having to keep toxins from seeping into neighborhood yards.
But it also hurting the other part of the community, the families and people that got kids that growing up in here, and this is going to hurt the community. City Council is supposed to be looking out for the people, and they're not looking out for the people if they let Ameren leave this groundwater thing in place.
Champaign City Manager Steve Cutter says he doesn't know of any plans for the City Council to review the groundwater ordinance, saying key questions were answered by Ameren and the EPA earlier this year. And Stan Black with Illinois' EPA doesn't buy the arguments made by the residents near 5th and Hill. He says their investigation proves the most contaminated groundwater is cut off from the surface by tightly packed clay.
There's no way for any contamination vapors or other mode of contamination movement to get up to the surface through that clay layer. And so we have no concern that the public is being exposed in the way that is being suggested.
Soil removal at the Ameren gas plant site is expected to start in a matter of days. I'm Jeff Bossert, AM 580 News.